Thank you very much, Madam Chairperson, and thanks to all the colleagues, Mr. Galindo in particular, and then, of course, Mr. Fokto and Madam Okoa, helpful fixes. So concerning this point about general, I just wanted to make a more substantive point, because there's a point about consistency, but there's a substantive point. The substantive point that we discussed last time repeatedly was there are subfields of international law where stare decisis does occur. Best example come to mind, Article 21, Rome Statute, the ICC. So there's a first level court, the appellate chamber, there's a stare decisis there. It's not, so that's why we have to specify general. So we don't want to capture and prejudice what happens in international criminal law and other sub-disciplines where there might be an appellate body. So it's a substantive point as well. So we need to keep the general. Thank you very much.